And to bring it even closer to home, the majority of people who were surveyed in developing this course brought up the issue of purpose in unleashing their potential, whether it was in their career, success, relationships, or another area of life. So Ken, how does the idea of purpose and unleashing our potential show up via the quadrants?
The standard view is that the universe is winding down. But what we see when we look at evolution is something is winding it up. It is cranking into higher and higher orders of complexity. I mean, you start out, you've got the Big Bang. You've got quarks. Quarks are wandering around by themselves for a million years, whatnot. Several of them start to come together and form electrons, protons, and neutrons. Those further come together and form atoms. Atoms come together and form molecules, which is a big, big step. Because now these molecules start to develop. And not just the same, very different ones that you can see ultimately have some sort of different purpose. It's not clear at the beginning, but these are very different strings of proteins. And then all of a sudden, one day, they arrange into certain shapes, a wall falls down over them, and you have a living cell. Unbelievable that that would happen. It's astonishing. There is nothing chaotic or random about that. That is driven by a very high degree of self-organization. Then it becomes, you know, just astonishing as those molecules come together and forms cells. These cells come together and form multicellular organisms. And those have some start to form very complex, like tissue systems and overall bodily systems as the plants and animals get more complex, particularly animals. You get respiratory systems and digestive systems and nervous systems, autonomic nervous system. Outrageous. So you have this extraordinary eros. You have this drive. You have spirit in action. You have self-organization in action. I mean, it's just, we got from dirt to Shakespeare, for heaven's sakes. That wasn't the universe running down. It was the universe running up. So purpose then is something that if you look at it, like so many other things, will show up in four different quadrants. And so when you look at the upper left, if you look at the eye, then purpose tends to show up as just that. It's how can an individual find what is their purpose? Why am I alive? What how can I make a difference? What am I doing here? And that can be one of the most important questions that are asked. And if people find that, they're some of the luckiest people in the world. Because purpose will keep you going through all sorts of ups and downs and delays and problems and so on. If you don't have purpose, you just give up. But if you've got a purpose that won't let go, then neither will you. In some ways, what we're looking at here is an overall meaning that the entire organism is having. And so that's in a sense, although the person who's usually thinking about purpose doesn't think this way, what it's really about is what's their role in evolution. And that tends to show up in the upper right. But then how that translates, how they become aware of it, how they become conscious of it in the upper left, is how they get their individual purpose, how they, some people call it their calling, you know, finding their vocation, realizing what they were meant to do, coming home, all of those kinds of factors.